tuned in to Roselle in the House, wrapping up the Outdoor Living Hour. We've been to Tucson and talked through fertilizing citrus trees. We've been to Queen Creek, talked about knocking out Bermuda grass in a raised planter. We've talked about repairing the tipu tree and annihilating the sisu tree. All this morning, right here with John J. Harper, and I'm going to take you to Miss Jennifer, who now has been on hold the longest. Let's see how we can help her out. Good morning, Miss Jennifer.
Good morning. Well, I'd like you to help me save my tipu trees. We bought an irrigated acre of property 6 years ago. 5 years ago, we planted 4 tipu trees. All of them were 24-inch box, and all took off like man, they were crazy. Huge, beautiful, gorgeous trees. 3 weeks ago, in a matter of 5 days, a lot, not all, a lot of the leaves just turned brown, just like root rot. So we've been here all this time, so it seemed odd. We've always taken water the same way. It was almost like somebody put poison on them or something. We first tried using Super Thrive, and we gave all of them a good dose, you know, in water of Super Thrive, waited a few days, and we used copper fungicide, which we had tried to use to save a Chinese elm unsuccessfully that did die of root rot in a completely different part of the yard. They're doing much better. I mean, no more leaves have died. There's new growth coming out from down in the trunk. I mean, we're not taking anything off. If I'm seeing little sprouts coming out in the middle part of the trunk right now, we're leaving them on.
Good idea.
All right. John Jay, is she trying everything she can? Do you got any other tips for that?
So you do have root rot in your area, obviously. You've lost an elm tree, which is a tree that's kind of susceptible to that. And you are getting new growth that's resurging. So, you know, organic material is one of the things. There's really not much you can do for root rot other than hope the tree doesn't die. And unfortunately, normally once we don't know we have root rot till the tree's dead. But organic material, carbon in the soil, is one of the best things you can do for root rot. So manures around the trees would be one thing I would try as well.
Good luck, Miss Jennifer. It's tough. Yeah, that's like, you know, it's like losing a pet. You know, you've got that tree you planted 5 years ago.
And you can't make up for that lost time.
Nursing it along.
Yeah.
Hopefully
it's not. It doesn't sound to me like maybe it's root rot. If the trees are recovering and putting on new growth, it could be that somebody sprayed something or something got in. Hard to know. But it sounds suspicious to me that it's not root rot, that it might be something else.
Now, I know you mentioned Integrity Tree. I know Integrity Tree will do a consult.
Right.
You could call Integrity Tree. I think it's a $250 fee.
Okay.
That they'll come out and do a consult. Are y'all doing any of that at Harper's?
We can provide that help as well. Sure.
Okay.
So, yep.
When you've got 4 that you're trying to save all at one time, that's a pretty good investment.
Well, and they're 24-inch box trees 6-7 years ago, so they're worth thousands of dollars a piece at this point. So
Jennifer, it might take someone to come out there and just take a look at it. So you can give Harper's Nursery a call. What number would they reach?
480-946-3481.
Or you can give Integrity Tree a call as well. There's a couple great options where you get the eye of experience on it and see what happens. Well, we've kind of covered the gamut here this morning.
We really have.
And we've got wet soil out there. We've got time to prepare winter gardens. Why don't you recap real quick?
It's getting close. I mean, we are now into August, and that means that...
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Man.
But it's always kind of like, well, you know, August, July and August can go as fast as they want. Problem is none of the other months slow down either, you know. So we fly right by into that, and it's Christmas before we know it. But fall vegetable gardening time is our best vegetable garden season. So we want to take advantage of that, get that good organic material worked into the ground, get them ready to go, maybe a little bit of gypsum, kind of till the soil up. Take a little time the next couple, 3 weeks. Don't kill yourself that way. And then you'll be ready come Labor Day. We look at that list of vegetables that you can start planting. You know, it goes from about 8 or 10 right now to about 20 or 30 in September. So lots of stuff coming up. So you ought to be getting ready.
Check your irrigation.
Absolutely. You know, if hopefully some parts of town we've got it turned off. You know, if you've had several pretty significant rains over the last couple of weeks, you can probably have me taking advantage of that and not watering. Certainly, we ought to be rescheduling it. And we always want to be checking sprinkler heads and emitters and make sure everything's going in the right direction where we want the water to stay there and not out on the sidewalk.
Well, I was doing so good on my own self-imposed water challenge to see how much could I save and still maintain the yard. And we were doing so good. We were doing phenomenal. It was awesome until we forgot to turn the hose off, fill in the swimming pool.
Okay. So got a good deep soaking in the area around the swimming pool, huh?
Like 80,000 gallons. Oh, boy. Man. All right, 9 o'clock hour coming up next. It's open line. If you've got a project going on around your house, home, castle, or cabin, that's your opportunity to dial in. Let us help you. I'll talk you through it.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.